This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day by saying,
hey, man.
I'm sorry.
Get me on the dance floor for this, man. Well, this is my jam back in the day.
It threw me off a little bit. Yeah. Here's the deal, guys. Camp starts on Thursday, and we're going to be up there. But here's the thing. Get excited. You should be excited. We're excited. And the reason why is because, one, the season hasn't started, and everybody's got hope. But more importantly, Mike, we have reasons to have hope. There are some teams right now in the NFL who are going to tell their fan bases they have hope when realistically they don't have any. Like, realistically, they don't have a quarterback. Realistically, they don't have the guys to get it done. Now, you may be saying, if you are a skeptic, Dukes and Bell, why should I believe? Why should I be thinking that things are going to be different when we were 6-3 last year and we blew it? It's a great question. And to be quite honest with you, I can't give you the answer to that. What I can tell you is that I think that we have the dudes to do this, and more importantly,
we got the dudes to do this
finally,
job.
And finally, Mike, more importantly, get to the playoffs, because right. It's been 7 long years.
Yeah, this would be 8 seasons. And again, when you're looking at a team, look, if you're an Atlanta fan, we know a lot of transplants and people who also grew up going to Fulton County Stadium back in the day. When a team doesn't go to the playoffs for 7 years, you think of them as a bad organization. Regardless of the circumstance, no one gives a crap about your cap issues or how you blew the draft. But when you don't go to the playoffs for 7 years, you're not a factor in the NFL. And a guy like Arthur Blank, with all his resources and everything he does for this town and has tried to do to put a winner on, we should never be in this position.
Never.
So this is where the rubber has got to hit the road. We better have the right dudes, because we've invested on the defensive side really 2 years in a row. That wasn't just last year. It's basically 2 years in a row. But we've got to be able to get a team in the – this has got to be the playoffs. Wild card, whatever you think we can be.
However.
But it's whatever. Still a tough schedule. That's why Vegas looks at us as, no, they don't believe in us. It's 7.5.
So Ray McLeod was talking about this with Pro Football Network, talking about Michael Penix. And it starts there. And he says, I've watched Penix every day for the last year at practice, and I'm just ready to see him go into an experienced year, a polished year, and see how it goes. Go all the way to the Super Bowl. And some people think like, oh, Ray McLeod, now here we go. No, what he's telling you is what they know. And we tried to tell you this last year when I said the little bit of practice that he has been getting, he's been torching the secondary. And then when we got a chance to see him, you saw how well he can deliver the ball. There's not a throw that Michael Penix can't make. But I think Ray McLeod, Mike, and this receiving core knew what Penix could bring. But you had a guy that you believed in and that was winning in Kirk Cousins. So you're not trying to, you know, have an upheaval. He's just stating to me the obvious of what a lot of those guys know at Flowery Branch, Mike, and that is, we got a quarterback. And that's what I think he's saying more than anything. The Super Bowl comment, he's saying, look, maybe it leads to that. We're not telling you they're going to go there.
Right.
But I think, like, again, when you look at the makeup of this team, it's the first time in a long time when you say, man, they got a lot of talent. They got speed. They got playmakers. Can they put it together? And this is why I said to Mike, as we get ready for this upcoming week, to me, there is pressure on Raheem Morris to get this done. We cannot go into another season and act as if it's somebody else's fault. This is going to be on Raheem to coach guys up, to make the right decisions, to have the in-game knowledge to make the right decisions, whether it's timeouts, et cetera, play calls, Mike, I don't care. And it doesn't mean he's going to get everything right. But we cannot go through another season where it's like, oh, well, this is not his fault. This has to be on his shoulders, and that's why there's extreme amount of pressure on him.
That's the thing. You know, we talk so much about the different areas. You know, how do you feel at offensive line? We feel offensive line is a strength. You know, Mark Schlereth did bring up a good point, though. You do have, you know, Drew Dahlman did move on, and you're hoping that New Zealand, and you've got, you know, the pieces in the middle. Bergeron, we certainly love. We love Lindstrom. But offensive line, that's not one of your top concerns. You mentioned, and I agree, defensive tackles, how the depth is going to shape up to help those new, you know, those linebackers and hopefully help this pass rush get some fire into it. And Rukurororo is going to be a big part of that. But offensively, no, I mean, I know what we've got with skill set. I know that Michael Penix Jr., we can debate. It's too late for debate. It is what it is. They blew it last year. They never should have signed Cousins. Should have just drafted Penix. But here we are. It's his show. But no one outside of Atlanta knows what we think we know about Penix. That's why we can't get the juice nationally. That's why they've got us like around, what, 20th in the league? That's why the over-under is where it's at. But to me, this team has got to have everything on point. You just brought up the coach. Raheem Morris has got to be a lot better with how he handles play calling or the clock management aspect of it. He's got to make sure his coaches and his coordinators are dialed in. He made a big mistake with going with Jimmy Lake last year. That's on Raheem. That's not on Arthur Blank. You know, that's on the coach. He made that decision.
That's not also on Kirk Cousins. That part of it is not on Kirk Cousins. Now, did the defense get better? Yeah, but it took away from his ability to be the head coach because now you're spending more times in those defensive rooms. And whether he owned it or not, I'm just telling you, that's what happened. That's what the deal was. That's why this defense all of a sudden started picking up sacks, and we had 5 sacks against a team in the Chargers we lost to because our quarterback threw 4 interceptions. The other part of this, the story, and it's interesting because Mike and I were talking about it, D. Orlando Ledbetter put a story out there talking about Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts. Now, I got this over the weekend because people were like, I want you to talk about this. And I said, okay, let me go look at the video. And I did, and it's a video of our quarterback, Penix, working out with all the guys. Drake London, they're all there. And that's great. But, like, I'm not going to get overly hyped about this video when I see Kyle Pitts just catching a ball, and then it's the next clip. I'm not watching him beat DBs. He's running against air. I'm like, what am I supposed to get excited
about? Come on. You got to get excited.
What am I supposed to get excited about?
You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
A montage. This is where Kyle Pitts puts the work in. He's running up the hill. He's running with the parachute. He's squatting. He's looking like Rocky pushing the ox cart through the snow. I'm going to show those chumps who the real Kyle Pitts is.
You got to have a couple scenes where he fails because that makes it that much better. Where, like, he drops a pass he can't lift the weight all the way up.
That's good. That's
and there's
good.
Anguish and there's sweat. And then you hear the soundbite, Mike Bell on the radio. Kyle Pitts is a bum. I'll show him in a montage.
Yeah.
Things get better in a montage.
Well, then you might as well throw in the scene of him riding down the street with the top drop and he's contemplating everything. No one else happens to be on the road.
He's over at Lake, you know, he's at Lake Lanier staring out at the waters as the sun sets. Where is Kyle Pitts' career going? Things happen, Carl, in a montage.
Yeah, that's what this was. And people are like, did you see it? Yes, I saw it. Him catching a ball. Next clip. Get out of here.
And all of a sudden, meanwhile, there's Drago lifting weights. My God, he's a machine.
This camaraderie is cool. But D-Led, slow your roll. Kyle Pitts is ready for the season.
He's heard all the naysayers. He's going to prove that wrong, Kyle and Mike.
Kyle is ready for camp. No, he's not.
Didn't you see his montage? He's catching passes. Quick edits are the key to a montage.
So here's what's funny. Some of you guys are going to be like, Dukes of Bell, y'all ain't right. This kid shows up and catches passes with his quarterback and y'all still killing him. No, I'm not killing him. I'm just not like with pom-poms on going crazy for a catch and then the next clip. That's all I'm saying.
Would the montage show an x-ray of his foot and then it'd be like ice, right? And he's icing up and he's anguished and he's sweating. No, I'll fight through it. And he puts the shoe back on and he gets back in the montage.
Oh, my goodness. This is what we're talking about. By the way, you're wondering, last season, just for point of reference, 47 balls, 74 targets, 602 yards. Okay? That was Kyle Pitts. Could become a free agent at the end of the season.
And you and I, we were doing the stories last week about all the other guys that were getting their fifth-year option picked up. or maybe in some cases before they got to the fifth year and getting contract extensions.
That's correct.
Like Garrett Wilson, who's of the same draft class as our Drake London. So when you look at, I know this is a conversation for, you know, I know you could say it's a conversation for tomorrow or next year, but
I can't get that out of my head now. I can just see Pitts icing up, looking at the camera.
Do we get a picture of him and Penix hugging or
yes,
high-fiving?
Yes.
Like Rocky and Apollo in the surf?
Oh, my goodness.
Matt Ryan shows up. Hey, Kyle, I know you can do it.
Yes. And then there we go.
And it would be even better if Julio's off in the distance and he looks over and he nods. Yeah.
Because he doesn't say anything.
You got
your
it.
Time.
Because Julio's never going to say anything.
He doesn't say anything.
Julio just nods and goes, yeah.
Yeah.
You got it, young buck.
He doesn't say anything. And by the way,
that's a hell of a montage.
This 80s music is just on point. Is it not? It just takes you there.
So go look at the video if you hadn't seen Kyle Pitts with jump cuts
and quick
catches.
This is our music. We're doing this. That's not on the video, by the way. If you're going to watch the video and be like, Dukes and Bales, I don't hear that music.
I mean, just put it together in your mind with the soundtrack. But here's the thing with Pitts, guys, just hit us up at the text line. What if he balls out? If he balls out, he balls out.
Thank God he balls out.
But that's my point. There might not be enough money in the inn, for lack of a better phrase.
You know what? Let's
with,
hope
with
we,
Drake London okay. and Bijan.
Let's hope that's a problem we have to have. Seriously. I hope that's a problem we're discussing at the end of the year after a long playoff run. All right, whatever that entails. And you guys are calling and going, man, we're going to keep Pitts. What a conversation to have.
Right.
Imagine that somebody actually showed up and did above and beyond what was expected.
I just work here.
Come on. I mean,
so that's the deal. We love this guy's athleticism. That's why when we did draft
pick. By the way, he had his glasses on the whole time. He had shades on the entire. Are those shades?
Yeah.
Did he have shades on while he was out? He wasn't taking this seriously.
No, man. But again, because the lights of the camera crew that was shooting this montage.
Let me ask you this, Carl. Was there a star wipe at any point in the video? You need a star wipe.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, now, man. It's just, that's the reality. If he balls out, that's great. Hard to envision how you make all those pieces financially fit.
Oh, those are regular glasses.
But we said, was he wearing goggles?
No, those are regular.
Like Chuck Munson goggles?
They're like my glasses.
But just say, showing up on TV, Mr. Cool with those glasses
on. They look cool. Kyle, where'd you get those? We'll talk.
Are they Foster Grants? What are they talking about?
No, they're cool. I just thought they were shades at first because I didn't realize they were like regular frames.
No, but I mean, when you draft a guy fourth overall, we've had this conversation a million times. You got to be expectations are through the roof. You got Pro Bowl in first season, but you need touchdowns, red zone weapon. You need to be up there with the George Kittles and the elite tight ends.
Let's go!
And that ain't been the scene. So if he balls out, the best case scenario, if you don't have any intention of resigning, and we've talked about it, he would go somewhere else and his montage would get us a compensatory pick.
I can't get it out of my mind now. And now, you know what? I'm going to see him Thursday night. I'm going to be thinking about this.
Right. Dun, 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 but it would be cool to see, like, you know, there's a montage. He's running down the track, and Julio and Roddy are looking at a stopwatch, and they both kind of nod.
His 40 time is back. From the foot injury.
All of a sudden, Tony Gonzalez is there. He goes, that a boy. You know? Way to make this montage get you back in shape.
What's that Family Guy scene where Peter jumps in the air and he just stays, he just sticks?
Yeah!
Kyle Pitts, he's one of those who just jump in the air and just stick.
Okay, then we're going to top it off with what? Dan Mullen going, I knew you could do it. Right? Come on. I mean, let's just keep building this thing. All right, man. Falcons training camp, Thursday. You can tell. We're all in. We're excited. And you should be too. We have the potential to have a really good team. But there are things that have to come together, and some of this stuff is beyond some of the players. Some of it is Jeff Ulbrich being a solid coordinator on the defensive side. Some of it is the play calling and the connection between our OC and our quarterback. Some of it we discuss with Raheem Morris.
You know what? This could be a theme, Carl. I think we need it every day. We'll do the montage for different groups. Tomorrow, it'll be Raheem Morris on the white erase board, clock management, looking at game tape. Should have called a timeout.
What was I thinking?
And we actually have been practicing timeouts. Like, no. Yes, yeah. Good, yes. good.
Yeah, right.
See, Ross about to pull the red flag out. No, don't take the red flag out.
Timeout.
Bad challenge.
Timeout. All right, man, we're coming back. We're going to talk to Graham McCauley. Braves back in action after losing 2-3 to the Yankees. We'll get his thoughts about the weekend. And what was this fiasco that happened with the Yankees player and one of our coaches?
Well, Jazz was stealing signs. He was tripping and he was tipping pitches, and that's a no-no. That's one of those unwritten rules which no one understands. And we have an old school guy on the team who does understand that. Right?
Thanks for answering that. We're coming back on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
And you learn in radio not to blow a tease.
You know, also I just work here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley about all things Braves as they come out of the break, took on the Yankees. Big weekend, man. I mean, Saturday was, as far as the crowds are concerned. And look, it's the Yankees. I get it. But that was the most frustrating night, Grant, for me. Look, you lose a series 2 out of 3, that's one thing. But to have the lead 2 separate times, then to lose 12-9, it just felt like that. This was like, this is how our season has gone. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, it's just one of those losses that just continues to remind you that this club has been wildly inconsistent from one day to the next. And even when you think you've gotten enough out of the offense, there are going to be days where the pitching staff is going to give it up. And this was unfortunately just another one of those. I don't think it's worse than the Arizona loss, the big blown lead in the ninth inning, but it certainly stung as you watched it seem to slip away little by little, culminating in that grand slam by Trent Grisham off Raisel Iglesias. And then to come out on Sunday, still with a chance to win the series, and you only get a couple of solo home runs from the two guys who you're pretty much counting on to carry your club, and that's Ronald Acuña Jr. and Matt Olson. Those were impressive home runs, but it was not enough, despite, I thought, a good enough pitching performance from Grant Holmes to keep you in position to win a game. That was kind of, in those three games, those three nights, or those three days, I guess, really just kind of the microcosm of the 2025 Atlanta Braves. You're up, then you're down, and then you can't quite get up fast enough off the mat to avoid that 10 count.
I'm with you, Grant. I put it right up there with that Diamondbacks loss because it's just, you know, you feel second half. You know, there were graphics on FanDuel about how Monty Harris generally catches some fire. Alex Anthopoulos has talked about that. Do you feel that Ozzie, I know he went 0-for-4 Sunday, but the home runs give you some hope for Ozzie turning it around?
Yeah, I mean, 9 RBI in 2 days, which was more than he'd had in a month and a half prior to that. That certainly is a nice indicator. The home runs in back-to-back games made you feel a little bit better about it. So, yeah, there were some signs from both of those guys, and it would be great, and I've been asked about this all season. I even said it on social media, unfortunately, on a day in which the bullpen gave up 12 runs. But, you know, how much of a difference can it make to have those two guys going? It's hard to explain, but it cannot be overlooked or overstated as to how much more the Braves offense could do if it could finally start to get some of these problem areas addressed. One of them is left field. You get Jerickson Profar back. The other two, in my eyes, are center field and second base. We can talk about shortstop if we want to, but I think we all know that Nick Allen is here for his defense and not really expected to carry things offensively speaking. But a multi-time All-Star in Ozzie Albies, yes. A guy who has shown in the past that he can be a real impact player on both sides of the ball, and Michael Harris, a lot more is expected there. And hopefully with the batting stance change that he seems to have been implementing really right before the break and especially coming out of the break, he'll start to find a little bit more consistency for himself at the plate. But it's come down with Michael mostly to swing decisions. I don't think it's necessarily that his swing is broken, but you start to make the changes and hoping that your confidence in what you're able to do and how you approach the ball can change. And maybe we'll start to see some of that moving forward. It certainly couldn't hurt to start making some changes. And I think Michael is trying to identify anything he can to give himself a leg up on salvaging the rest of his season.
What was your opinion on this Jazz Chisholm situation that happened over the weekend? MLB investigating the incident. I did not feel, and again, I could be completely wrong about this, but I did not feel like Eddie Perez, was saying we're going to hit you in the head.
No.
I didn't feel that way.
I don't think anybody with a functional brain should be feeling that way. That just wasn't a thing that – I mean, Eddie Perez, yes, known headhunter, bench coach Eddie Perez. That's not a thing. I really don't understand that at all. And Jazz Chisholm is one of those guys that he plays the game with a lot of passion. But I feel like there's been a lot more flash and not enough substance from his game
pretty much
from day one. I mean, is he an exciting young player? Yes. But is he a results-based player that really should be able to have as much noise as he has around him going on all the time? No. He kind of ended up on the wrong side of some clubhouse disagreements in Miami. And look, that stuff happens. But now he's been traded to New York, which is a much bigger pressure cooker. And it does seem like, for the most part, the Jazz has still not really been able to find ways to kind of take a lot of his passion for the game and channel it into results. I don't care if you want to be loud and flashy and what you want to wear and how you want to approach the game and celebrate your home runs or anything else. I'm all for it. I think it makes the game more exciting. But there has to be results at the end of the day. It just, again, always seems like there's something going on around him.
Right.
I don't know that you can lay it all at his feet, but I think that was blown way out of proportion. And look, it is completely justifiable and part of the game if you can figure out a tell on certain players or pitchers, I should say, in what they're going to throw and relay those. Some batters like to have it. Other batters hate and don't want that.
Right.
But it is part of the game. And I think that part is it is okay for him to be involved with. But if he wants to signal it in a little less maybe over-the-top manner, then that I think was what Eddie Perez was kind of trying to point out. Was like, hey, look, like, there are ways to do this, and the way that you're going about doing it maybe just kind of rubs some people the wrong way.
Right, and I know that, Grant, every time we get into it, especially with younger listeners about the unwritten rules of baseball, if it's not written, then it's not a rule. But there is, and again, and Eddie Perez going, hey, man, just watch your back. You know, you could be saying use your head, but turning this into a federal case over a guy, as you said, overtly, you said, like anything else, you just can't be subtle in trying to steal the signals. I do like the fact that, you know, I wish I had a little more, I know you don't believe it matters, but a little more passion from the rest of this team for things like that might help.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, that passion is, there's nothing wrong with it. I think that over the course of 162 games, if you're a little bit too dialed up, it can wear on people, and it can have an adverse effect, right, to be honest. But, you know, yes, I mean, everybody cares in different ways, and I think that you like to see it maybe manifest itself a little bit more in some moments. That's certainly a fair observation. The Braves have not necessarily been a team where it always boils over. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of pride themselves on being professional as much as possible. And I don't mean that in a knock at anybody else. Just they believe in the way that they approach the game, and they believe that they get the results, which, again, to bring it back to that, is the thing that they're most focused on, more so than those moments inside the game.
Grant, will you agree? And I think you've stated this, but I've put it out there today because I think as we get closer to July 31st, people are like, well, let's just trade Ozuna and we'll get a starting pitcher for him. That's not happening. And more importantly, when you trade guys like this where they are in expiring contracts, more times than not, you do not get a lot for them. And I just think there's a misconception out there from a lot of fans who believe like, okay, well, this is the most tradable piece and we're able to get, you know, a haul for him. It's not happening. Do you agree?
Yeah, he's the most tradable player that you have, but he's not going to be the most valuable commodity out there because he's an injured designated hitter. He does not offer a lot of versatility. Unfortunately, we've watched since basically the start of May that Marcel's hip has been problematic for him. I think it's been a big reason for his regression this year. He hasn't been the same guy that he was the last couple of years, and that is a shame, but that is kind of part of the game. But you can tell with what the Braves are doing here now, with the Baldwin and Murphy thing, bringing up Sandy Leon so that they've got a third catcher, so that if they ever need to pinch run for either of their catchers, and then the game goes to extras, that they've got that extra layer. With Ronald Acuna Jr. and Jerkson Profar back, you really didn't need Stuart Fairchild anymore. You've got Luke Williams. You've got Eli White. It kind of covers things the way that you need to. So to bring it back to that question, I mean, it makes it pretty obvious the at-bats are going elsewhere. Ozuna on the move is something I think everybody pretty much expects as a fait accompli. I don't think that he's necessarily looking to use his 10-5 rights to block a trade, though it is, as a veteran player, his option. But I think if you've got the chance to go play for a winner and maybe get more at-bats, that's something that would appeal to Marcel. And he's been a team guy. Like, whatever you want to say about Marcel and some of the things he's had to go through and put himself through the last 5 years, put that to the side. He is a universally appreciated teammate. He has brought a lot to this club on a personal level inside that clubhouse. And he's a guy that I think will understand the business of baseball, which is part of what we're talking about here. But getting a haul, I don't think you're going to get a lot for him. You could get something for your relievers. I know Raisel Iglesias gave up the big home run the other night, but I don't think that negates all of his value. He had been pitching better lately. He might just want to quit throwing that slider, particularly right down the middle with the bases loaded. But putting that aside, him, Pierce Johnson, maybe some other names, Aaron Bummer. I don't know if they'd entertain a Dylan Lee trade, maybe if somebody wanted to overpay you for him, sure. But he's kind of had a challenging month as well. Those are the kind of pieces I could see being on the move, not anybody that's going to get, as you said, Carl, a quote-unquote haul for. Yeah. I think if you're looking for those kind of trades, that's probably more of a winter pursuit.
And, Grant, just to wrap it up, as you said, I mean, beggars can't be choosers, don't have a lot of leverage because all the things you just talked about, they're just looking for pitching?
I think just looking for controllable assets. If you could get pitching, that would certainly help you in the short term and maybe the long term as well. But I just don't foresee the Braves being a team that has the necessary pieces or capital to be making those moves right now and trying to compete with other clubs that may just have more prospect capital, A, and more motivation to win this season because they're in a better position. And that is the math around the trade deadline that becomes more and more difficult for a club like Atlanta, which has 6-7 teams in front of it and the final wild card spot in the National League.
And that's what I mean, like pitching, like the big picture for like to restock the farm system.
Yeah, if you can get some. But again, I would not expect a high return for the pieces that you're talking about moving. Any little thing could help. Maybe you get creative with it. But my expectations are not that these are going to be the kind of moves that are necessarily going to fix the farm. The draft that you just had, that is an example of fixing the farm and adding an infusion of position player talent in particular.
Riley did some drills today.
He's continuing to work out. He's been doing it for several days. And if everything checked out with this, the fielding he did before the game, and he's been hitting and running as well, they anticipate being able to activate him from the injured list tomorrow when he's first eligible. That would obviously be a boost for the Braves over the final few days or week or so prior to the trade deadline.
Hey, Grant, one last thing. We were just talking about this. I want to get your take. We talked about earlier, Grant McCauley, wrapping up with him. With Monty Harris, do you have to completely break him down and just redevelop his approach in the offseason?
I don't know that you necessarily have to do that, but there's an adjustment that needs to be made. And it may be a smaller thing. It may be a subtle thing. It may be as simple as, you know, mentally getting a break from it. I know we've talked about the Kevin Seitzer comments about, hey, a lot of these guys, it was just in their head, and I couldn't get them out of that in order to kind of recalibrate their process and get better results. That, I think, is part of the deal here. It's a swing decision problem for me when I watch Michael Harris play in terms of what his plan, what his approach is. He's done it before, so it gives me the belief that he can do it again. How you get to that point, though, I don't know that it's a crazy series of changes that needs to be made. It may be as simple as simplifying some stuff and trying to get him a little bit more relaxed and maybe a little bit more on point and on target with the game planning from pitcher to pitcher, at bat to at bat.
Grant McCauley, good job, man. We'll talk soon and see how things go here over the next few days. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. This is not a blow-up scenario. I repeat, they're not blowing it up. They are not trading away Ozzy and Monty Harris. The other pieces that Grant just talked about, possibly. We're going to see. Trade deadline's July 31st. But when we come back, we got to talk about something that happened over the weekend, and it was just dominant. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Well, it wasn't even close. And that's kind of the way it's been when Scottie Scheffler is atop the leaderboard. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
You know, every time I'm watching the tournament this week, your voice and that phrase was in my head. I was watching outside of the outdoor TV, and I was telling my buddies, I was like, all I can hear is, what's going on with Scottie Scheffler? And there really wasn't, you know, you and I were talking, the sand shot, the double sand shot, where he can't get it out of the bunker.
You know what's crazy?
That's about the only moment where you're kind of like, uh-oh.
I got to tell you, it's funny you bring this up, because it wasn't even a big deal. Like, most guys go from a double to another double to a bogey, and all of a sudden your round falls apart. He got it out the trap, right? Made the next shot. I'll take this. And then he was steady as it goes. Like, he just doesn't make mistakes in these majors when he's got the lead. And so for even that, I just didn't feel like, and again, at that point, it was what? It cut it down to 4 strokes, I believe.
Yeah, it was actually he was 13 under, and I think Fitzpatrick was 11 under. When he goes out, he's in the gorse, the fescue, I should say. Know your Northern Irish grasses, but he's in the weeds.
It was eating everybody up, though.
And he makes that unbelievable shot. He pitches out, and he has about like an 8-9 foot, and he sinks the par putt. So that's where, you know, it could have been, that could have been a bogey. Now it's a 1-stroke lead. But you're right. He never put himself in a position where the pressure was going to be too much.
He didn't bogey Friday or Saturday. Like, that course is incredible. And to think, like, I'm just playing golf, and every putt that you needed to hit, he hit. But here's the thing, guys. So for Scottie now, with this 4-stroke win at the Open Championship, third player to win 4 major championships by 3 strokes or more. The only other two guys, the two other guys, should I say, Tiger and Jack. So when you start talking about, again, the world's best, he, very much like Tiger in his prime, is making the world's best look lame. Mike, who's challenging him?
Right. I mean, who's going to make the run? Now, the Georgia boys, like, you know, Harris English, and we talked about, you know, guys that were, you know, at least in the mix, DeChambeau, after looking almost humiliated, if we're honest, right, to start the round on Thursday, he battles back and finishes top 10. Harris English was solid. You know, Wyndham Clark didn't break anything. We talked about, you know, Ha Tong Lee. He completely fell apart, but in the process, he had a bromance with Scottie Scheffler, saying how great this guy is, and was pulling for him at the end, and Scottie was trying to pump him up because he knew he was no threat at the end. Scottie Scheffler's a very likable guy.
He is.
It's a different energy because Tiger had that killer instinct, and this guy, like, we talked about it. His faith is important. Some of the media in England thought it was a little haughty to say, hey, this isn't everything in my life. But it isn't. He's got perspective. But he's doing stuff now, which I think, as you and I have said, for years you and I were hung up on life after Tiger, and you just got to appreciate the brilliance of Scottie Scheffler right now, right?
Yeah, look, it took him 70 tournaments to finally win. People don't realize that. He played 70 tournaments before he got his first PGA win. So it took a while for him to get going. But now at 29, the question is, how many can he get? Where's this going? And in his prime, and if he's focused like this with no distractions that we're aware of, Mike, you know, I said the projection is at this pace. I talked about it earlier. You're talking about 12 majors by the time he's 39, turning 40. That's within striking range of getting to 15 with Tiger. And we just know now, we don't take these majors for granted, how hard it is to win them. And certainly, Mike, as you get older, it becomes a lot harder to win them.
So, I mean, when you talked about it, I mean, Tiger, remember, he wins the Masters in 97 and says, oh, by the way, going to completely reinvent my swing. It was like, what? Because he felt, you know, that's Tiger was always pushing the envelope, so he took a step back, and then, of course, the rest is history. But, like, who's going to come in and challenge him? Rory did win the Masters this year, but you and I were talking about this on Thursday and Friday.
Wobbles.
He's got to go. There's par fives he can reach. He's got to go eagle. He's got to go. He doesn't take advantage. When he's par and par fives, that's, to me, where he needed to be. Like, again, I mean, I'm saying he's got to be perfect, but if you're going to compete with Scottie Scheffler in the zone he was in, not to mention the weather didn't help. We never got the funky weather never materialized on Sunday.
Yeah, he has won 10 straight tournaments in which he has had a 54-hole lead. This is also what Tiger did. So now you're talking about he was 9 going into this. After this, having a 54-hole lead, it's 10. So what he's telling you is if he's atop the board, he's not coming off of it. That's how good this guy's been. Let's hear Scottie Scheffler win this thing at the Open.
Scottie Scheffler has his Open Championship and the third leg of golf's Grand Slam.
Yeah, I'm fascinated at his demeanor, and Mike, there's not a shot in his bag that he doesn't have. And like all the great ones, like Tiger, you know, with the sting, the Tiger sting and all the stinger, there's shots that guys eventually, you know, perfect, But there's like, I need a fade, I need whatever. He's got it. And it's like, it's not even a big deal for him to put the ball where he wants. And I just tell you, for all the great golf we have in Atlanta, we know we have a lot of golfers who listen to us. I run into guys all the time. Everybody's kind of taken back at how dominant he's been. I'm curious how long he can last.
Right, because we've seen guys look like they were going to rewrite the rule book. I mean, the record book, actually, like Brooks Koepka. And he's falling apart.
That's right.
You know, his physical issues and some – look, John Rahm looked like he was going to – do that. Ever since these guys – I'm not saying the live golf thing, but it is what it is. Dustin Johnson's not that guy. Remember how Spieth was like, he's going to be a house of fire, then he doesn't win anymore. Rory did win the Masters, but even that was a grind. You know, he almost blew that. So Rory's a guy, you know, if he can ever put the four great rounds together, he can do it. But you're right. You look at this, I'm not saying these guys are mental midgets, but there was an intimidation factor with Tiger, and there is in his own way, it seems like, with Scotty, that no one was going to catch him.
And those guys were talking about him. Like the other golfers yesterday, if you missed it, after the round, they were like, hey, how do you feel about Scotty, what he's doing? And guys are like, he's better than everybody right now.
Now, if DeChambeau can just stop with some of like the own self-inflicted, like Phil Mickelson-type mistakes, you know, he can always rise up and win a major. But and it was fun. And a guy like, you know, JJ, there's always going to be that outlier like Spawn.
Sure.
The journeyman who finally puts it together. But this was Scotty's year, man. And you mentioned the other day, the Olympic gold as well in this run.
Well, 2024 was special. And everybody said, well, how do you top that year? Because you're talking about 9 titles in 2024. He won 9 times. Won his second green jacket, won the Players, Olympic gold, and then won the FedEx Cup. That was 2024. And you turn around in 25, and now this is what he's doing. Here's Scottie Scheffler talking about executing those shots.
Good experience. You know, winning major championships is always really difficult, and I knew today was going to be another challenging day, and I just did my best to go out there and try and execute shots. And, you know, fortunately today I got to a better start than I did at the PGA and was able to give myself some space and kind of hold on to that lead for most of the day.
You want to know what's funny? If Scottie Scheffler doesn't get put in jail, I think he wins that tournament,
yes.
Right? I'm being
up
serious.
Up in Louisville. It was, remember, all it took was one overzealous police officer and all that nonsense, and he might have been on – because that messed with his head.
It did.
Messed with his rhythm, and that's just human nature.
That's right. He was rolling, and then that happened, and it was a cool story for everybody else, but like – That was a moment, but he's been that good. For the last 3 years, this has been that Scotty moment. Here's one last thing from him talking about winning the Open and how excited he is for finally winning this one.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, this is a cool feeling. I can't wait to get home and celebrate this championship, you know, with the people that have kind of helped me along the way. But at the end of the day, it doesn't fulfill the deepest desires of my heart. And but it's just tough to describe when you haven't lived it. You know, something I actually talked to Shane about this week was, you know, just because you win a golf tournament or accomplish something, it doesn't make you happy. It doesn't, maybe for a few moments, maybe for a few days, but at the end of the day, you know, there's more to life than playing golf. But you know, I'm pretty excited to go home and celebrate this one.
So I mean, as we said, put in perspective, and some people, I don't know what you want him to say. It's like, this is the greatest moment of my golfing life. He's just not going to say it. He's legit. He's keeping it real.
Yeah. Well, unlike Tiger, I don't know if he had a poster of Jack on his wall to say, I'm going to be better than him. And that's my singular focus. And he's pretty much accomplished it outside of tying him for the majors. But I think Scottie Scheffler realizes that when you talk about practicing as much as he's practiced, Mike, and you do these things, and then it pays off with wins, that's great. But he's right. There is more to life. And it's good to hear him say that, because I think sometimes we all get caught up in these sports moments where it's like, oh, this is the best thing that happened to him. He said coming off, once he won, he was looking for his wife, couldn't find her yesterday.
Right.
And he's like, I'm looking. And he's like, where's my wife? And then he says, in the far distance, he saw his dad. He was like, oh, she's there with him. That's what's important to him. So, look, I'm enjoying watching him dominate. And by the way, he'll be right here in our backyard in Atlanta, East Lake, in a few weeks. So, for those who have never had a chance to see this kind of dominance and the kind of golf, and by the way, they changed the rules this year. So the guys aren't coming in with 10-stroke leads, Mike, which was BS.
Right.
So it's going to be a lot funner, I think, over at East Lake.
There's an article in golf.com, and they talked to Jordan Spieth, of course, being a Texas guy, and Scheffler, and their relationship, and just saying how he's, you know, the difference in personality than any other superstar on tour. And the comparisons they're making, it's a different sport, but just to put it in perspective, they're comparing it to Roger Federer, who was just, you know, had that killer instinct, but just super nice. Everyone loved him. Demeanor, you know. But once he gets on, you know, in this case on the court, or in this guy on the course, you know, he's a different dude.
All right, man. Before we get out of here, if you're just joining us, again, Marcell Ozuna not in the lineup tonight. We'll see what this Braves lineup does. But good for us. Because, listen, we were banging the drum for more Drake Baldwin. And
now he's going to see it, DH.
He's getting more at-bats, and that's, I think, ultimately going to be a good thing. Drake's going to be a big part of this team moving forward. So that is something that we're watching. All right, Big O, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat! Tomorrow, our man Steve Weiss, NFL Network, joins us. Yeah, camps are here, and we'll talk about the Falcons and all the things surrounding it, as Steve Weiss will actually be at training camp this upcoming weekend. If you're going out there Saturday, NFL Network have a big setup. They're going to be out there hanging out. They're all around the country at different camps, but he's going to join us tomorrow. And also tomorrow, we will talk to our guy Tony Gwynn Jr. About all things baseball. We'll get his thoughts on the trade deadline and what he thinks may happen with this Braves team, and we'll see what the Braves do tomorrow as well. Make sure you're here. Plenty more talk about our Falcons as we get ready for Thursday.
Hey, man, we talked about this earlier today. Will Levis is going to have surgery. A lot of people ask, why is Will Levis waiting so long to have surgery? He's battling for the starting job. Cam Ward is going to be the quarterback for the Titans.
Yes.
We know that. But that's the kind of thing we will need. Just needs to be a starter in the NFL. We don't want to wish, as we said earlier, an injury on anybody else. But guys are asking us, no, Kirk Cousins would never approve a trade to go sit behind Cam Ward.
He wouldn't. Hey, also, today, as we mentioned, sad news. We found out that one of the biggest sitcom and TV stars to ever do it passed away tragically in a drowning situation in Costa Rica. And Mike, we mentioned it earlier in the show, but I know, you know, people tune in and tune out and they listen at different times. But Malcolm Jamal Warner, huge star on The Cosby Show, did a ton of other stuff after The Cosby Show, passing away at age 54. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll find out more information, but I think it's pretty simple that he got in a situation out there with the waves and the rip tides and all that stuff, Mike, and the current, unfortunately, passed away in a drowning situation. All right, we're coming back tomorrow. We're back at you. Mike Bell, before we get out of here, man, you got to clear your throat.
We were talking about this off the air. I mean, the stuff that happened at the WNBA and the All-Star Game, look, they want more money. I get it. The tide is rising for the WNBA. You're going to have franchises new coming in and making money. The problem is, guys, the teams that have been owned by NBA owners haven't made any money in the first 28 years. So to all of a sudden demand like a double your salary, I don't know if you're getting the perspective of where the WNBA has been. We've got sort of this Larry Bird magic situation with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and it's great, and the tide is rising. But I just think, you know, and it's not a sexist or a misogynist thing to just simply say your league hasn't been good enough. It'd be like the MLS demanding a raise. You haven't earned it yet. It's good, getting better. But, guys, get some perspective.
There's another 40-year-old that'll be in the NBA this year, and his name's not LeBron. It's Chris Paul. He's playing now for the Clippers. Going back to L.A., Mike, where his family is, he said, I want to be close to the family. He had other offers. Bucks, Hornets, apparently, the Mavericks. But I got to say this about Chris Paul, and I don't know what you thought or what you think about him. 12-time All-Star. Mike, Chris Paul, everywhere he's been, has made people better. And the crazy thing is, maybe you don't know this either, but he was Rookie of the Year when he was drafted by the Hornets in 05. And then he's got over 12,000 assists and over 2,700 steals. He's second on the all-time list in both of those categories.
Wanted him here. I know.
Chris Paul's been a hell of a player, guys, and one of the best leaders in the NBA. Back with the Clips. We'll see what they do. But he's also 40 as you watch LeBron this year. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you've never experienced the transformative powers of a montage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.